Oh, what up? Peace and blessings to the fam. This is your big homie Jared, and you are tuned in to the Retro Insider podcast show, of course, brought to you by the retroinsider.com. As always, thank you for checking out the content, and a big special shout out goes to all of you all around the globe who are new and returning listeners. Now, today is October 9th, 2019, and it's dropping in temperature around the U.S., but the heat is on the rise when it comes to this sneaker world. We got the Air Jordan 6 Travis Scott's that have now officially been set to release on October 11th, which is this Friday. So, yeah, we're excited about that release. I'm sure you are, whether you want a pair to rock, want a pair to stock, or want a pair to flip, dip, and skip. I'm sure you're excited about this release. And in today's segment, we're going to go over a couple ways that I think is going to be the best ways to cop this shoe online manually. If you don't have a bot, join the crew. A lot of us don't. You know, this is now a sneaker world that's dominated by bots, but I still think you have a decent chance of copping these manually. So, of course, we'll go over all of that in today's segment. But first, here's a word from our sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by Stitcher Premium. Stitcher is the easiest way to listen to podcasts on your computer, smartphone, smart speaker, and even in your car. For only $4.99 a month, subscribers get access to ad-free shows like Wolverine, The Lost Trail, The Fantasy Footballers, as well as access to Stitcher original content, bonus episodes, comedy albums, and more. If you're interested in getting started with Stitcher Premium, go to stitcher.com/premium to sign up today. And don't forget to use our promo code RETRO for 1 month free. Hey, welcome back, fam. And let's go ahead and jump right into this kind of how to cop guide for you guys. So last night I completed the guide online. So if you haven't done so, visit the retroinsider.com. And the first article you'll see pop up will be that how to cop the Air Jordan 6 Travis Scott online. So a lot of the information that I share with you today will be in that article. So you can go check it out, get all the links, and go straight to where you need to go to get ready for this release. So without any further ado, let's go ahead and start talking about these options that we're going to have for you today. And even before I do that, let's just talk about the release. So this is probably going to be one of the hottest sneaker releases of the year. Of course, we had the Air Jordan 1s come out on May 11th, through the Foot Action. That was that release date. But that was a shoe with a lot of hype, right? So this follow-up shoe is equally as hyped, if not more. And it's gonna be a shoe that gets a lot of resale value. So if you in the game for that reason, you have nothing to worry about as far as being able to flip, skip, and dip these things. Now, for the first time, as far as Travis Scott's are concerned, this is coming in a full family size run. So you're talking about men's, grade school, preschool, and toddler. And the men's price is going to be $250, grade school $140, and then $80 for the preschool, and then a toddler for $60. So I'm looking at the price of the grade school, and I'm like, $140 for a grade school? And those are still going for a rack? Oh my gosh, this is going to be a crazy margin in that area, but hey, it is what it is. Now, colorway is going to be medium olive, black, sail, and university red. So without going into too detail about the shoe, I know you've seen it all. Let's go ahead and get into the three ways that I think are going to be the best ways to cop this online. Now, granted, there are a lot of in-store options. A lot of brick and mortar stores are going to have ways for you to cop, but we're just going to talk about the online simply because it's going to be available to anybody who can pretty much listen. So hate it or love it, the Nike sneakers app is the one way that you can try to snag a pair of these sneakers online. Travis Scott ones was a traditional release where you could just go in and you had about 2 minutes to put your order in, and we all know how that went. The app completely crashed. Now this time Nike's doing a different approach. They're doing a draw. So at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time on the 11th, you have 10 minutes to enter the draw on Nike sneakers. Now, of course, you need to download Nike sneakers, create a Nike ID, and I would highly suggest as well to go ahead and put your payment and shipping information if you're new to the app. Go ahead and do that well in advance. So whenever you're in, and even do the, touch ID or face ID if you have an iPhone, or I don't know what Android has, but whatever way you can make a purchase quickly, set all that up, because you're going to want to make sure that there's no hiccups or glitches, and you want to make sure you have plenty of time to enter this draw. So basically what happens is after the 10 minutes is up, Nike starts randomly selecting winners. And then at that point, you'll be notified and automatically charged if you get the shoe. So this is, you know, not a great chance of copping this, but it's one of the best ways. Just simple how easy it is. And, you know, it's kind of foolproof. You know, you go through and it's done, right? So on the article on the website, we have the links where you can download the app for either Apple or Android. So, go check that out as well. So the next option is the Bodega Online Raffle. So it's another raffle available to anybody, I think maybe even worldwide. They probably ship globally. I'm not sure. You may have to check on that. But if you never heard of Bodega, it's, it's not widely known outside of the streetwear and sneaker community, but it's a reputable retailer, and they offer, you know, apparel and footwear items. And they usually get some of these limited, a lot of these limited releases, like the Travis Scott Sixes. So they do have in-store raffles, but their online raffle will be available starting yesterday at 10 Eastern Time a.m., and it's actually going to end Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you have until today and tomorrow, depending on when you're listening to this, to go ahead and get your raffle in. The raffle is free and limited to like one per customer. There's probably a way to game the system with multiple emails, but I don't know. I can't vouch for that. I don't want to get you blocked or banned. So you can do that at your own risk. Now, the online raffle seems to only be available for men's and grade school sizes, which is probably what most people are concerned about anyways. And similar to the Nike sneakers, winners are randomly selected. And then if you are selected, you will be contacted via email, I believe, on Thursday by 7 Eastern Standard Time. So if you're a winner, you'll receive an email. And in that email is an invoice, a personal invoice. And, you know, at that point, you would have to fill out the invoice to complete the purchase. And that has to be done, I think, by Thursday night, like midnight on Thursday. So, Bodega, another quality option. Can't say that your chances are great, but you miss every shot that you don't take. So I suggest you get on that free throw line and shoot your shot. So, of course, links to the raffle pages for both the grade school and men's raffle are available on the article on RetroInsider.com. So you can check those out and get to it very quickly. Now, I was going to say this is the last option. This is the last option on the article at this moment, but I do have an update. So we have another way that you can get it. But another way that you can get these shoes that's kind of online, kind of not, is the Foot Action launch reservation. So we all know the launch reservation process for regular sneakers, right? Usually happens a week before, but since I guess this is a limited release, they only allowed you a couple days to get it in. So these will be releasing at two of the Tier Zero stores, that are flagship Foot Action stores, one in LA and one in Chicago. So if you are anywhere within a couple hours or however long you are willing to drive or fly to get these sneakers, I would suggest you hop on the app and do your reservations for the Foot Action apps. Now, these are going to be able to be reserved for all sizes. So from men's all the way down to toddler, you'll be able to possibly reserve this shoe through the app. Now, if you live far away, of course, you can still put in your hat in the ring so you can try to get these. But of course, you have to change your zip code, manually change your zip code to be, you know, anywhere near the vicinity of the two locations. And then continue that process. Now, as far as getting the oh-so-valuable head starts, you have to follow FTL codes on Twitter. and they are going to be tweeting out different codes that you can manually put in to get that extra minute head start, which I believe is invaluable in this situation. So yeah, just check those out. And if you already live near Los Angeles or Chicago, you can actually go to those stores if you like. But if you don't, hey, check out FTL Codes. It's a great service, so to speak. So reservation, of course, opens the yesterday at, on the 8th, and it's going to end actually today at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. So basically what that means is you will have until 5 p.m. Central Standard Time today to make your shoe selections, your sizes, and all of that good stuff, get your head starts. After that, it'll be locked and you can't make any changes, and you will be notified, of course, on Thursday evening. Now, in order to even get through that process, you must download the Foot Action app. Links are in the article, and sign up for a VIP account as well. Hopefully you already have a VIP account, so, you know, because the chances of you getting this shoe without having a VIP account and not spending any money with them is probably low, but it's still worth a shot. I've seen it happen. I've gotten a limited shoe without really paying anything, you know, buying any shoes from a store at one point in time. So just to keep that in mind, though. All sizes are available. We already went through that. Okay, great. So as far as the reservation process, if you are selected to pick up the sneaker, of course, you have to go in the app and confirm your reservation. And on release day, you have until 6 p.m. Local time. So whether you're in L.A., or Chicago, you have until 6 p.m. at that time to pick up the sneaker on the 11th. So just keep that in mind. Don't think you can just sleep and, you know, oh, I can go in before tomorrow closes. No, you're going to be rudely awake, sadly mistaken, right? That is not how it works. You have to pick up the shoes and purchase the shoes by 6 p.m. local time. But links to the Foot Action app for Apple and Android are also on the article. Now, I mentioned the update that I just got. I just seen on Instagram where Foot District is also doing an online raffle. Now, at the moment, I could not get to the link, so I don't know. I can't put it in the article to give you, you know, concrete details as far as where to go. But what it's saying is open. Online raffle is open for the Jumpman 23 Air Jordan 6 Retro SP Travis Scott in adult, grade school, and toddler sizes. And it says see the link in the stories to enter, but we don't have the link. Well, I might can get the link, but they're not showing up. But anyways, what it's saying is only one entry per person per raffle. All duplicates or suspected duplicates will be automatically deleted. No changes to the raffle entries accepted. So whatever you go with off your initially is what you got to get. So no email confirmation is sent after you enter the raffle. Only a confirmation page appears after you click submit. So raffle closes on Thursday, October 10th at 1700 p.m. CEST, whatever that is. If y'all can do that conversion, I'm sure you can ask Google or Siri. She'll let you know. And winners will be contacted Thursday, October 10th, starting at 1800 p.m. CEST. Whatever that is. And then by chance, if anybody in Madrid and Barcelona are listening, stay tuned for in-store release info if you're in those locations. So those are pretty much all the four options that I'm seeing right now as being the best way to cop online. So in the show's description, there is a link where you can send us a 60-second voice message. So I'm gonna ask you, how do you feel about the Air Jordan 6 Travis Scott's? Do you like it as just aesthetically as a shoe, or are you just hyped about it? Whatever the reason you like or hate the shoe, let me know. And also, if you know of any more options for copping online, please let us know. We'd love to hear from you. But anyways, thank you so much for checking out the content. Don't forget to head on over to the RetroInsider.com for all of this information and even more, not only now, but in the future. Also, go ahead and check out us on the Retro Insider podcast show on Apple, Spotify, you know, all the apps. If you're there on different apps, more than likely, we're there too. So check us out there. Leave us any review, follow, whatever you can do on the apps, do that. And also check out the YouTube channel, the Retro Insider on YouTube. We're giving you detailed looks at your favorite classic retro sneakers. But anyways, I'm out, guys. Thank you so much, and good luck to all of you going after these sneakers. Y'all have a good one. Stay humble and proceed. Yo, what up? This is Jared Watson, and you're listening to the Retro Insider Podcast Show, where we're bringing you the latest news, reviews, and how to cop tips for all your favorite classic retro sneakers. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this segment. It's gonna be all right.